from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Sure, it's all happening. Getting into the full show dump for Thursday morning.
Yes.
Arvo, wherever you are around the world. We've got people all over the world who tune in.
I know.
Literally.
And you would be amazed at the data that we get from these kind of things. I mean, none of it's breaching your personal sort of, you know, details and information, but we can tell where you're listening from.
Yeah, how you're consuming it.
And we are aware that we have several little kooky, quirky international listeners in far-flung parts of the globe.
We had Minnesota just on Monday.
We did too.
A bit cool there at the moment.
Minnesota, it's like right up north, isn't it?
Yeah. I think isn't there Canada?
Is Minnesota where Prince used to live? Was he Minnesota?
Oh, no, I don't think it was Minnesota.
He was in one of those hellhole snowbound.
Was it Nebraska?
Northern American.
Middle America.
Minnesota.
Minneapolis.
He was Minneapolis.
In Minnesota, which is in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, he was Minnesota.
That's over on the eastern side.
Well, he was born there. Oh, no, he died there too.
Yeah, he had the compound.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
Fentanyl.
Yeah, was it Paisley Park?
I think that's what it was called.
Yeah.
We can get in touch with us through Insta.
Drone footage of him occasionally just riding a push bike around the compound, you know. Such a private life.
Oh, yeah.
How awful.
Drone up.
How awful.
Get in touch with us wherever you are around the world through Insta at Marty Shiergold Show. Will.
Thank you. And Cal is a person who's messaged all the way from Perth, which is called AKA Prison.
Yeah, the fortress. She's not happy.
Fortress Perth. No, Cal.
Cal with a C-A-L, I think, not a Cal.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, Cal can also
be. I thought you meant Cal as in Cal Wilson.
Which is also C-A-L.
Yeah. What do you say?
It's a man.
Like Callum.
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 Cal.
Cal. Yeah, like Callum Ferguson, the cricketer.
Yes. Well, I can't believe. Many Callums. I can't believe using Morrison for a poo was a reference to ScoMo.
I didn't know that either.
Oh.
This whole time, I thought it had something to do with Van Morrison and his brown-eyed girl.
Sorry. Yes.
People are just inventing reasons why Morrison could relate to poo.
Yeah, I think that's a very clever reason from Cal. Love your work, team. Steve Patrol is one of the best things I've ever heard.
It is. It was astounding. Steve Patrol, I'll never forget it.
I'm glad you're alive, Steve Patrol.
I will be embedded in my memory for the rest of time.
Nathan, hey, Will boy, am I glad that you guys are back. Thank you, Nathan. Two things. Can we get a Weber update? Did you host a barbecue over
there? We were just talking about the Weber.
We were only just talking about the Weber and how you'd gone over summer. You spent some time at home in Brisbane.
Yeah, I've used it once over summer. And then Nathan's question has inspired me to... I'm going to cook a chicken this afternoon.
Fire it up.
Let us know how you get. Well, you can only get full chickens, so you need to get the whole chicken.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
You're just going to put a whole chicken in the Weber.
I reckon I might do some potatoes.
Can you do that, Marty? Is that a good thing to do?
Yeah, you should stuff it?
Why don't you do a
butterfly
whole fish?
It. Just cut it in half and lay it open.
A whole fish. Do a whole fish because that's quite easy to cook through a whole fish.
Oh, yeah.
In foil, shove some lemon.
A bit of barramundi.
One of the first dates Angela and I had many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I cooked her a whole snapper on the barbecue.
And quite well from memory.
I was so blind drunk that we were just sitting down to pretty much sashimi.
Yeah.
But we didn't care. We were eyeing each other off across that half-cooked snapper.
Well, it obviously impressed her.
She's very easily impressed, it must be said.
Point two from Nathan was, after Troy, Steve Patrol incident, can we just enjoy him saying, who doesn't love ass cream?
He heard it too.
So, unfortunately, I've spoiled something that's coming up in fact.
We're the only people that missed ass cream.
I know,
I don't even realise I said it.
No.
It's been a slippery start this year for me.
Yeah.
But I love that kind of you.
Thank you, Loza.
From Joe. I'm calling myself out here because in Lauren's little quiz yesterday, the winning question was a Cinemasaurus question about crazy, stupid love.
Yeah.
And I used the word tiny as a synonym for crazy. Crumpets called on this.
But you knew that, Clara.
I still got it. But
tiny doesn't mean crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what I wrote it. In the middle of my...
I mean, how am I ever going to get a question right if the words are wrong?
Yeah.
I think I must have focused on the stupid love.
Yeah. I actually focused on the tiny.
Which
you did. Yeah.
Is
and you
tricky.
Did say, you said all you could think of was little. little, little.
Yeah, and yet we still...
Because you get stuck on the first word.
Yeah.
I wrote any word. I wrote that question at about 3:30 a.m. when I couldn't sleep, and so I was just delirious. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, well,
I apologize.
I'll tell you what happened is I'm hearing a lot of excuses as to why you haven't done your job.
That cost Marty a potential win.
Yeah, I don't care what time it was when you wrote the question.
Marty still got none from four. The other three were fine.
Oh, Will. Oh, be nice. Oh.
Could we thank William for his time on the show? Matthew, can you organise a car for William?
Thank you for your efforts, William.
To run him over.
Matt's got a valet.
Oh, have you got a valet?
Got everything.
You've done all right.
Very
high-body
corporate.
From Troy, a different Troy. Just want to say that your
top... Farmer Troy?
No, not Farmer Troy. We have a few Troys. Your top 6 at 6 intro has been so on point so far this year that you have all been in amazing unison. That was some rubbish that you dished up last year, but this year you guys are nailing it.
It only took us 10
unfortunately,
months to...
today,
oh, which you'll hear soon,
I forgot.
You forgot to. I was watching you.
I was reading about Kelly Slater.
Yeah.
But it still sounded good.
Kelly Slater's really annoying me.
Yes.
Deeply annoying me with his anti-vax stuff.
Just get it done.
Not only that, I think when you're a role model like he is for so many people, I think you've got to be careful the way you position stuff. I don't mind that he's anti-vax. Mm. It's the way that he positions himself within that argument that I don't like. Mm. Like somehow all of the people who are vaccinated have made a terrible life decision that we're all going to regret.
Mm.
Well, we're not.
No.
Anyway, it's a separate conversation.
It's keeping most of us out of hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From it must be wonderful to just be good at surfing. Grow up, Kelly.
Reese. Welcome back, Nine Inch. I was at the Adelaide Test day two and made friends with a random. He was also an Adelaide podcaster. Oh. When the Richies, you know, the group of Richie Bennos that dress up.
Yeah, the Richies.
Played the Wide World of Sports on the trumpet.
Mm.
We both belted out top 6 at 6.
Hey!
And they didn't know each other.
That's and that's when they turned to each other and said,
we shouted each other the rest of the day, and two small groups became one big group.
Oh,
the Marty Shear Gold Show, bringing people together.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
how lovely is that?
Lovely. We've
got to do a wedding.
Yeah?
That's all I've got from Reese. Mm. Let us know. From Justin, quick question. What's the backing track for A Little Birdie? And Troy, this is not this
the
bit. This bit. I thought I'd let Matt film this one.
What's this one, Matthew?
This is from the BBC News Channel.
Is it?
Yes.
It's one of Matt's favourite tunes.
Breaking news?
Yeah, it's kind of their breaking news. Also the countdown to the top of the hour. They have all these flashy shots of people.
You love their studio, don't you?
Oh, it's very sexy.
You don't like the way they mesh into one another. Is that you that doesn't?
You're calling out the imaging.
But I think it's fun. It's one of my favourite openers.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean out what we're
how it goes,
doing?
A little bird told me.
Oh, yeah.
You like that bit.
I like it. It's
so do I.
I like the way the BBC one starts. It's a really big drum. It goes boom, boom.
Yeah, I like what we've done with it. But I think I like that everybody around the world in terms of international newsrooms has now modelled theirs off the BBC.
Yeah, totally.
Got that really
sounds very big and official.
Yeah, that real metropolis breaking news vibe.
Metropolis.
Yeah. I say metropolis. So okay, I'm obviously
metropolis.
I'm obviously wrong because everybody says it a different way.
Thank you, Justin. This is from Andy.
Metropolis. How do you say
metropolis?
Metropolis. Metropolis. Can you say metropolis?
Well, you can.
Say whatever you want. It's your show.
Yeah, good call.
It's just that
Will.
Most people probably won't get what you say.
Metropolis.
Phone's out for this one because we've been sent a lot of DC drawings.
Now, are they good DC drawings? I don't want subpar.
I'm going to spread them out because we don't want to have too many in the one day. But this is a 3D composite of the great man sent in from Andy, and then he sent through a 3D drawing.
He's blown up a rubber
That's
glove.
That's creative.
Yeah. That's great.
And he's drawn a face on it to represent DC's obvious magical fingers.
Yes.
And in other news, those clips that he's closed the rubber glove with.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. If you don't use those, get onto them.
They're for chips and
and muesli.
Anything
in your cupboard.
Oh, yeah, pasta.
I first discovered these at IKEA many, many years ago.
I've had them for years.
Yeah.
I've got the IKEA ones.
Gee, they're good.
Yep. And finally, we have a blockbuster.
Really?
This is a bombshell.
And
from Laura. She picked up on our friend Nixon. Now, we know Nixon from across the Dutch.
Yes, who's recently moved radio stations.
He has.
Oh, the guy that nicked one of our ideas.
Nixon the Nicker.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So now he's...
But gave credit, though, didn't he?
Well, he did a story, did. And then he messaged me saying, I would love to play Lauren's Little Quiz.
Yeah. No, nice. Hadn't he already done it?
He'd already done it.
No, he hadn't played the game yet. Oh. He debuted it, and then he asked me before...
Oh,
played
it, before?
And he said he credited us.
Oh, right.
Okay. Mm.
That was on his last station.
Yep.
So yeah. What's he done?
Now he's on The Edge Breakfast.
Yes. The Edge. I know The Edge.
You know The Edge?
Big, yep. That's their big station over
is
there.
Is that Stason Flunny?
It is.
Stason Flunny and our old mate Dean Buchanan, I think, used to run The Edge.
So it looks like it's Stiff, Eli and Nixon. And this is from Wednesday's episode. Troy, play the clip.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I got a game.
I love games.
A game that a good friend of mine, her name is Lauren Barry, she came up with this game with me. She's given me the blessing to play it with you guys.
Did you come up with it like on the piss or something? Or how did you like paint the picture? Where were you?
Yeah, she lives in Aussie now. So I think we were like on a Facebook chat thing and then a whole group of us. And then she started playing a game that was similar and then it evolved to this.
Okay.
Wow.
So this is the version 2.0.
Yeah, this is like the new and improved version.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Cinemasaurus.
I love it already.
Yeah.
Cinemasaurus.
I can hear it now when the intro plays and you've got like Jurassic Park music, you've got dinosaur sound effects.
No, this is
a whole TV show. I mean, I don't know what the game is yet, but the name is
something. I see a full cinematic universe.
Yes, yeah.
So you're nearly right. So it's movies, but they're not associated to dinosaurs yet. Okay. I mean, this could be the evolution.
I love dinosaurs.
But the thesaurus comes because I've taken a name from a movie and I've used a thesaurus and changed the word.
The thesaurus. Yeah.
Oh, Nuxon.
Oh,
this has
to be a stitch up.
Is it?
Can we all acknowledge that he said he heard it in a Facebook group chat?
Yes.
Is our show the Facebook group chat that he was in?
Well, he says that he...
Well, how?
Were we on the puss? Is that when you came up?
That's when I couldn't understand a word they were saying.
We need to message one of his co-hosts and say, hey, listen, this is...
With his good friend Lauren Barry. Do you know him?
Yeah.
We have message on Instagram. I would say...
Would you say you were good friends?
He said one of my girlfriends.
One of my girlfriends.
She's a good friend.
She lives in Australia now, implying that you came up with this game while you lived in New Zealand.
And then came out here and brought it with you.
He's invented a whole story.
It hasn't credited that you're an on-air person. And has just taken our game Cinemasaurus and is now doing it on The Edge.
Yeah.
I don't mind that he does it on The Edge, but I want him to.
I do mind that he does it on The Edge.
Breakfast on The Edge.
This guy's got form now. What was the other thing he borrowed?
It was a story.
It was the poo story. Someone did a giant poo.
That was it. It was one of our listeners' poo stories.
Our story. He's pulled it off our Instagram page.
And it made us second guess that the person who sent it to us may have just ripped off a commonly known story. But no, Nixon is just a knicker.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
That's what I mean. I don't mind that he does the game, but come on, Nixon.
Would you like to hear what The Edge Breakfast stands for?
Yeah, please.
They're on weekdays, 6 till 10.
Oh, my God.
No.
6 till 10. That's not a show. That's a shift.
Yep. And you can catch the latest celebrity entertainment news, celebrity gossip. I think both of those are the same thing. Yeah. Scandal, competitions, and all the funniest gags to spark up your morning.
And Nixon is a friend of, I will say Nixon is a friend of mine, and I won't have this as Nixon slander, but I would like Nixon to be honest about where the game came from.
Yeah, he had no part in developing the idea for the game, or in fact, no part in the game whatsoever other than listening to our show and using it. What was the thing about gags in their bio?
All the funniest gags to spark up your morning.
Matt, stay out of it.
You know I love radio. I like research.
You're a radio guy.
Radio nerd.
I love the person that sat down and wrote that. It's like, really? We're doing the funniest gags? It's probably you're not like, helping.
It's like Will at 3 a.m. writing questions.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, I mean, good luck to him.
Yeah. Thanks for...
Is Labby working in New Zealand or is he work now?
Yeah.
Oh, is he here? Where?
His name is Jason.
What? In Melbourne?
Yep.
Jace.
I don't believe that.
You're being controversial.
Oh, yeah. Jason Jim Jams.
Yes. Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Let's get into the show now from Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
Morning. How are you, Marty?
Well, I've just realised I haven't got my headphones. I've just walked in here as if I own the joint and I'm not going to be able to do top six at six unless I get a pit. Matthew, have you, is this COVID safe? Should yeah. I be sharing your headphones, Matthew?
You brought your popper in. Is that that's your popper there on the on your microphone?
You know, overnight, oh, gee. How is everyone?
Yeah, good. How
Loz
are you?
And I had a spa together last night we at did. Our gym.
Yes. Unintended.
Well, was it?
It?
It was embarrassing because it was like you're supposed to have your swimmers on suites.
Marty. Do you know what happened right after that? You know those massage things that you love?
Yeah.
You go on the back.
Yeah.
They come out at like 1,000 kilometres an hour. They're so strong.
Mm.
And I was sitting under one and they weren't on.
Mm.
And someone thought that the button for those ones was the other button.
And they turned them on.
Onto my head.
Oh, no. Embarrassing.
It was really embarrassing.
What are they? I can't believe
they shoot water down in like a triangle.
Like massage.
Yes. They have a clamped sort of
ridge
on them.
They're too hard for me. They make me itchy.
Yeah, I like them.
I'm still struggling. I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, good. I'll draw it for you.
Thank you.
How are you, William?
Not too bad. Not sleeping great this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gee, I wasn't expecting a genuine complaint from Will.
Not a complaint.
To start the show at 6 a.m. There's people out there working for a living. You know that, don't you?
You are.
You're sitting on a couch.
Jesus Christ.
Just first week routines, getting back into it.
Yeah, well, keep it to yourself, mate. It's all...
I won't answer your question.
All right. I won't ask. Don't
mate,
worry.
How are you? I feel like we never ask
never,
you how you are.
Never better.
Good.
Never better.
Good. Getting ready for tomorrow night.
Of course,
yes.
The Athenaeum, give the gift of laughter. It's what I've always said.
Yeah, we're all going. I'm looking forward to the show.
Why sponsor a child overseas when you can help sponsor my children here? Just joking, Alex, but obviously I'm not. It's all for the kids. How are you, Alex?
Well, I'm good. I've had my Barocca now, so things are looking up.
You had a jackhammer going
off. I did. Well, I don't want to complain. Like,
pardon? What was his name?
Some Yarra trams, people were jackhammering the tram lines right outside my apartment building at 1:30 this morning.
Oh, wow.
That seems
1:30.
Outrageous.
It was obscene, and we had like neighbours yelling at them.
Mm.
Yeah, well,
upheaval.
We understand why.
Absolute upheaval.
Upheaval. Muffin makers here, making muffins as always.
And quiches.
And quiches yesterday.
Beautiful.
How did the phone poll end up on the... does this quiche look like a poo? A cat did poo on it?
Sick, I think it was, wasn't it?
Oh, did we change it to sick?
Oh, maybe
it was cat
poo.
It was poo, wasn't
it?
But I thought more like cat vomit.
Yeah, right.
But they were tasty and delicious. No.
It was pretty tight in the end. It was 49% said delicious quiche.
Yeah.
51% cat
from Insta.
51% went cat poo. It's a little win for me.
DC!
Yeah. Oh, God. How's the fingers on him? I'll never fully understand those fingers.
Top six at six.
I forgot.
You did it.
Did you not do it, Marty? I totally forgot.
I was about to say we're actually too good now, but you didn't even do it.
I was thinking about Kelly Slater.
Oh, yeah.
Because the number one point in the top six at six this morning is that Kelly Slater's no chance of getting into Australia in the new anti-vax bureau.
No.
Well, if Joker can't come, Kelly can't come.
Yeah.
Joker's now the precedent, isn't he?
One rule for all.
One rule for all.
Mm.
Finally.
Yeah.
One rule for all.
Mm.
It is a shame because I think Kelly enjoys coming to Australia. He's always enjoyed coming down under, as it were.
Well, they're the rules, aren't they, I suppose?
Well, they're the rules, Kelly.
People enjoy a lot of things.
You can come.
And Kelly, I was reading about Kelly over the holidays. He's into fasting, but long fasts, like 10-day fasts.
Oh, really? Oh,
how does that even happen?
He just drinks water
like
for 10 days.
Like a water fast.
Yeah.
So, like, no food.
He just does no food.
Well, we as humans eat too much. We shouldn't be eating as much as we do.
But he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Like, of all the blokes who need to do a 10-day fast, I wouldn't have thought Kelly Slater was even in the top 17 million.
Where do you get your energy from, though?
I don't know.
For 10 days not eating.
It's like a giant...
You'd be weak and exhausted.
It's like a giant purge.
Yeah.
It's a cleanse. 10 days seems a little extreme, though, doesn't it?
Probably do it for a couple of days, not 10.
Yeah, I think 3 days is considered...
Is it?
Is the go.
Is the benchmark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for three.
Yeah.
You're into it. Number two, Christian Porter and his former barrister have been ordered to pay more than $430,000 in legal fees to a friend of the woman who accused the former Attorney General of...
Gee, that's a lot of money.
I know, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Out of your fees. Own, out of your own pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, Christian.
Well.
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 It's
expensive. Let's just tread gently around, Christian.
Oh, yeah, no, that's why I just
I can
said
leave
well.
It at well.
Yeah, yeah. Well's fine.
Yeah, well's fine.
Well's
fine.
Number three.
Oh, good call, Troy. The United States hits Australia with a do-not-travel warning due to a very high level of COVID in the country, despite the US reporting 570,000 cases a day. And we're not allowed to go there.
Maybe it's a per capita thing, though. I think our per capita rate is pretty high.
We've had the fastest, I think, growth.
That's what I thought it was.
Overtook the UK or something
like
that.
Well, it has just exploded, hasn't it?
It's a bit of a turnaround, though. America banning us.
Yeah, I know.
You'd have to be kidding, wouldn't you? Holy hell.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just doing it as a bit of like a, well, well, well.
Well, isn't this interesting?
Yeah.
Oh, that little country that's sliding off the bottom of the globe.
Well, we're banned from Hong Kong. You can't go to Hong Kong anymore.
No.
We cannot visit the Hongkonese.
No, no. Australia's banned.
That'll do me, Gus.
Maybe all our travel plans for mid-year are not going to go ahead.
Oh, no.
What, were you thinking Hong Kong?
Not Hong Kong, but somewhere overseas.
Maybe plan next year, I reckon.
Yeah, I don't
to
know.
Be safe.
I don't feel like we're going to get anywhere mid-year.
No.
September?
Well, September possibly.
There's people stuck overseas who've gone on holidays and haven't been able to test negative to come home.
Well, all right.
You don't want any of that in your life.
Well,
Dalesford it is.
Well, Hepburn Springs again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So these are the springs, are they?
Oh, wow.
Right. And it's a bit warmer than normal water, is it?
Cool.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's the lake house that I've heard so much about. I'll have a quick lunch and keep moving.
I can get a massage for $400?
Are you joking?
Wow.
My partner will be in the room with me. I don't want that.
Sounds good.
Well, I was hoping for a different ending to this massage. Number four. World number one Ash Barty took just 52 minutes to secure her spot in the third round at the Australian Open, where she'll meet Italian Camilla Giorgia.
Georgia.
Her name's just a sound. Georgia. Be careful, don't make jokes about that sort of stuff.
I thought you could do Italian.
I think you can do Italian. Mm.
45 seconds, by the way.
Number five, unvaccinated billionaire Clive Palmer says he doesn't need the COVID jab because he's not in bad shape. Has he got a mirror? We're not doing physical stuff.
No.
But he is a chubber. I mean, there's no other way to describe Clive.
Just to clarify, we're not doing physical stuff.
But if you were looking for a buffet bandit, I don't reckon you'd have to go much further than Mr. Palmer himself. To describe yourself in not in bad shape, Clive, sums up your whole vision of the world. You don't see stuff, mate. He's launched Australia's most...
Marty!
Bono confesses he hates U2's band name and early music.
Top six at six!
Yes!
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. What's on the
back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Sport news, the wide world of Will. What's going on, Will?
Thank you, Troy. Glenn Maxwell last night at the MCG in his 100th game.
In his 100th BBL game.
Hit the all-time BBL record for highest individual score and led the Stars to the all-time record of highest team score.
Jeez.
By a long margin, too.
When he goes.
He was 154 not out off 64 balls.
Are you joking?
It's the ninth highest T20 score ever.
Yep.
And it was previously held by Marcus Stoinis, who joined him at the crease for most of his innings.
Mm.
And the Stars were 2 for 273.
Gee.
The biggest Big Bash score by 41 runs. The third most in any T20 match of all time internationally.
Who were they playing?
They played the Hobart Hurricanes.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say Cranbourne. Cranbourne thirds.
And Hobart fell short by 106 runs.
Of course they did.
Which was understandable. Yeah. Still not a bad effort.
They must have been just demoralised.
Yep.
Slinking back to the bench.
Yep. 273. It's 24 runs off England's highest Ashes score this summer as well. So they're within touching
in 20
distance.
Overs.
In 20 overs.
Oh, God, the English are awful.
Speaking of cricket, New Zealand were due to arrive next week for 3 one-day internationals and a T20. That's now been postponed likely until next summer.
Oh, okay.
Effectively means cancelled.
Yeah, but I get it. You know, she's been very, very tough on her restrictions.
Yeah, the reasoning being the unable to get certainty over return quarantine arrangements for the New Zealand team. So they have no issue coming here. They just couldn't get home is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. We're still going to play five T20s against Sri Lanka starting on February 11.
Yep.
In the tennis, Ash Barty is cruising. She's only dropped three games in her two matches so far. Won 6-1, 6-1 yesterday. And now she'll play Camilla Giorgi, number 30.
Giorgi.
In the third round. John Millman, unfortunately, was demolished by Alexander Zverev in straight sets.
Well, Zverev is one of my favourites for the...
Is he?
For the title.
Right up there.
Zverev. Is he the German?
Zverev good.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Zverev good?
Is Zverev good? Does he ever say, Raus?
No, I'm not sure.
Ask him to do some German words. Haskem.
Howdy.
Haskem.
Oh, I think you can do that, can't you? Can you do Raus and Haskem?
Well, Raus means get out. Yeah. Raus mit dir.
Haskem is hazard chemical.
I know Schnell from Die Hard.
Take it easy, Will. What are you doing?
Quickly.
Ausfahrt means exit.
Ausfahrt.
Yeah, Ausfahrt.
Ausfahrt.
Yeah. Ausfahrt. There you
Ausfahrt.
Go.
Ausfahrt.
Yeah.
Raus.
Exit.
Outfart.
Yeah.
Out your dad's fart. That's Shakespeare in German.
Yeah. Rafael Nadal and Naomi Osaka, big names that also won in straight sets yesterday. They are cruising. Sam Stosur plays at 1 p.m. today for the Aussies. Di Minaur at 2:30. And Kyrgios plays the second seed, Daniil Medvedev. At 7 p.m.
He's
tonight.
Pulled Medvedev in the second round.
In the second round.
Oh, it's so good to see Nick.
He's in a little bit of trouble, Nick.
It's good to see him this year.
And at the Beijing Winter Olympics, Jamaica's four-man bobsled team will compete for the first time in 24 years.
This is a great story. It's a feel-good story.
So they debuted at Calgary in 1988, inspiring
I remember it well.
The 1993 film Cool Runnings, which is largely fictional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still a Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So it's a 28 sled competition and one of them are going to be Jamaican.
Isn't that amazing?
I wonder if there'll be a sequel.
Sure is.
To the film.
Cool Runnings too.
Yeah.
I wonder who's like 29th on that list. Like who just missed out if the Jamaicans beat
Probably us.
You know?
Or Kenya.
Who knows? Maybe the Kenyans have got a bobsled too.
Best of luck to the Kenyan Winter Olympics.
There you go.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
Sure is.
Big Willie Styles already getting jiggy with it.
Three-way time and up for grabs, $200 to spend at Bunnings.
Who doesn't love a three-way, Troy?
Right.
Certainly in the Chapel Street area.
Certainly getting towards the weekend.
All of those fans of the three-way will be starting to really fire up as we approach the weekend. Three-ways. Very rare opportunities in life, but grab them with both hands if they pop up. Basically, I read out three things and you have to tell me what the common link is.
Yeah.
Will used to do this and then I took it off him. It's my show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I felt if Will was doing the back page and three-way in the 6 o'clock hour, it's sort of like, well, maybe I should turn up at 7 like other people in the Melbourne breakfast market. But still come in early, but just not come on air,
yeah,
obviously.
Right. Okay.
If you get close, I may ask you for more information.
Yes.
And Will has suggested that on question two, I do ask for more
information. I want specificity.
Specificity.
I argue that you've given the point for far less.
I have.
Okay. All right.
But we're setting a new standard in 2022.
Okay. Let's see how we go when we get there.
Best of three, first to two. Lauren in Ferntree Gully and Daniel in Mornington with us this morning, Marty.
Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
How
good morning,
are you,
Lauren?
Mate?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm never better. Lauren, how's Ferntree Gully this morning?
Beautiful and sunny as always.
Beautiful and sunny as always. Lorna, do you ever go to Lorna?
Lorna?
Yeah.
Lorna J?
Isn't that the cafe?
Is that the Crumpet
Cafe? That's the cafe we love in Ferntree Gully. Oh. Lorna.
Lorna Jane, isn't that a shop or something?
It is a shop. No, Will hasn't helped that conversation at all, Lauren.
It's a great cafe called Lorna.
It really is.
Oh, Danny, the station.
It's a bit further down. Anyway, Daniel's in Mornington. Good morning, Daniel.
G'day, Marty. How you going?
I gave up on Lauren. I think you heard me, Daniel. We were going all right. What do you do for a living, mate?
I'm a policeman.
Are you?
Ooh.
Do you ever put the uniform... first of all, have you got a partner?
I do, yes.
Do you ever give it a bit of you're under arrest, get into the bedroom, and then go through a whole sort of role-playing...
pat you down, cuff you.
This is very private.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Doesn't have look, to answer.
It's crossed my mind, but oh. I'd have to say no.
You've never done it?
No, not so much, no.
You're crazy. If I had handcuffs and a baton and a gun, I'd be doing it all the time.
Yeah, but if you knew where my handcuffs had been, Marty, you wouldn't want to use them on anybody else.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. a lot of ferals.
Really
yeah. A lot of ferals. Have you found yourself at Spring Street over the journey, Daniel, standing on the steps being spat on by filthy anti-vaxxers?
Fortunately, no, I have not.
Thank God. Have you ever put a spit hood on someone?
No, okay.
Let's get into the game. Best of three, first of two, $200 to spend at Bunnings. That is what is up for grabs. Good luck to both of you.
Good luck. Question one.
Yes.
Galaxy, Rams, Lakers.
Lauren.
Yes, Lauren.
Basketball teams?
Well, I can't accept that, Lauren. Do you want to have a tilt, Daniel?
I'm going to say US basketball teams or NBA.
No.
No.
The correct answer is Los Angeles sport teams.
Oh, that's very tricky.
Galaxy, Rams, Lakers. Galaxy is the one that probably threw you because it's obviously the Rams and the Lakers are a little better known. Question two. I may ask for more information or I may not. Here we go. C-3PO, BB-8, R2-D2.
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
They are droids from the Star Wars movies.
Wow.
Good, yes. Daniel. That's what I wanted.
Point on the board. That's all we needed.
That's
come on,
very
Lauren.
Good.
I was going to say Star Wars robots.
Yeah, that's what
I would have accepted that too.
Yeah, I put Star Wars droids slash robots.
Yes, not that was exactly the answer.
Lauren, you've got to get the next one right to stay in it.
Come on, Lauren. Let's take it to a tie break, Lauren. Here we go. Question three. For the win, Daniel, to keep us alive, Lauren. Spring, King, Spencer.
Lauren.
Daniel. Yes, Lauren.
Mattresses.
Oh, no.
Really great answer.
No, that is not the answer I have, and therefore, Daniel, you've won. It was Melbourne Streets.
That is such a great answer.
Well, but I mean, Lauren didn't even know where Lorna was. How's she going to know where Spencer Street is?
I love how much she loves it.
Mattress deserves a show bag.
It does, Daniel. Show bag. Good on you, Daniel.
Do it again tomorrow.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
January 20 today, Marty.
January 20. Looks like it's going to be a cracker in Melbourne
today.
It
is. 30.
30?
Yep. 30? In the 30s through until at least Tuesday. Yeah.
Is the wind dropping a little bit
not
today?
Windy today?
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Yesterday. It's blown a dog off a chain.
It's really blowy.
Guys, today is International Disc Jockey Day.
Oh.
The perfect song for it.
All those disc jockeys out there, have a lovely day. Disc jockey. It's a funny term, isn't it?
Mm.
1841 on this day, Hong Kong Island is occupied by the British in 1841. Honkers.
Yeah. We can't go there at the moment.
Yeah, I didn't know that until earlier this morning. I like to feel as though Hong Kong's always available to me.
I know. Well, it's a great city, but they have a zero COVID policy.
I've never been to Hong Kong, but I've heard it's spotless.
Have you done a walking tour of Hong Kong?
Do you know what? I don't think I have done a YouTube walking tour of Hong Kong. Today, for those playing at home, I'm doing Reva.
Riga.
I'm doing Reva in St Kilda. It's a virtual reality walk through a couple of the bars and out onto the deck there. Oh, there's an influencer.
Another one.
A lot of white people here. Diversity seems to be lacking. 1937, the first US presidential inauguration day was held on January 20th. Man of land. Oh, here's Fergie. Still there. What was this for? It was a basketball.
This is a basketball all-star game.
Yeah. It was basketball.
Have you watched the actual... All of them are just like it's laughing. Rude.
Yeah, they're actually laughing.
Poor Fergie.
She's just trying to add her flair. This has really grown on me.
Yeah, it's like a car starting.
It's just this bit. This is not good.
Yeah,
Get it, Fergie.
Yeah.
Bring it home.
You've got pipes. Yeah.
Oh, it's so long.
Fergie.
Anyway, Alex next with the news.
No, I prefer Fergie when she was using meth.
Oh, when was that? Never.
What? Oh, she had a huge.
Fergie?
Yeah.
Really?
Massive. Why is everyone looking at me?
Oh, no, she, you're
did
right.
She really?
Yeah, she did.
Of course she did. She's I don't make
probably
it up.
Forgot about it.
Remember when she weed her pants on stage? She just did it on purpose.
What?
She chose to do that.
What, like?
She just went, walked to the side and urinated in her pants.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, Fergie. No, no, no. No, she had a very big addiction. 1971, John Lennon meets Yoko Ono's parents in Japan.
Ooh, what a day that would have been.
What a night for John. Wow. 1998, Dawson's Creek, starring James Vanderbeek and Katie Holmes, premieres.
Don't forget Joshua Jackson. Pacey.
Who's Joshua Jackson?
Pacey.
Pacey.
Pacey, that's
right. No, Josh. He was in Dr. Death, the series. He played Dr. Death.
Oh, I haven't seen that series, but I loved the podcast.
Yeah.
He was in Dawson's Creek.
Yes.
There you go. Pacey.
I love this show. I watch it all the time.
I missed Dawson's Creek. I think I was working.
I was
so
too.
Was Troy.
I managed to squeeze it
you
in.
Squeezed it in.
Yeah.
Birthdays today: Kevin Parker of Tame Impala is turning 36.
Drop the needle on this.
And Paul Stanley's turning 70. 70.
Big one.
Unbelievable.
That's on this day for January 20.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Look what's back for 2022. Yearbook, Marty.
It's my favourite game.
You like this one, I know that.
I love this one.
Yeah, and you finished up last year winning our last yearbook of 2021 as well.
That's how I roll, mate.
Yeah.
Troy gives us an event from history, and we have to tell Troy what year it was.
Yeah.
It's basically that simple.
Mm.
And we have listeners that get to choose who they would like to play on their behalf, and the prize today is...
$200 to spend at JB Hi-Fi.
As we celebrate the return of the Rush Hour with James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
Samo from Four.
Yeah.
It's the JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
Jeremy's in Brooklyn. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you going?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Never better, mate. Who would you like?
I might go Loz, I think.
You're going for calipers straight off the bat.
Good on you, Jeremy.
Jeremy. Right.
Debbie, packing them.
Hey, how you going, guys? Great to hear you back.
Oh, good on you, Debbie. How was your Christmas and New Year?
Very quiet, and yours?
Yes, very similar, Debbie. Mine was very quiet. I was at home for Christmas and at Dad's for New Year. And after the 9 o'clock fireworks, I considered going to bed. Debbie, and then I had a stern talking to myself. I was like, you cannot go to bed at 9:30 at New Year's Eve.
Not on New Year's Eve.
It was buggered, though.
I think
Yeah, so do I.
Who would you like, Debbie?
I'm going you, Marty.
Yes, Debbie, yes.
I like being calipers.
And Anthony, you've got William.
Beautiful.
Yeah. No, good call, Anthony. Anthony. You'd probably end up winning.
Don't say that, Marty.
Okay. Noni's playing yearbook today.
He just woke up.
The Italian greyhound that Lauren owns. The most beautiful dog in the world, apart from my own dog, Dudley Graham.
He's a beautiful
Dudley
boy.
Graham. It's his middle name, Graham. Yeah. That's really funny.
All right, here we go. Let's rip into it.
First question for yearbook in 2022. What year did the TV show Modern Family start?
Oh,
ooh, good one.
Yeah. What year was that?
Okay.
Good show. Very good show. I sort of missed it, but now the kids are into it, believe it or not. They love
it. Reruns.
The early seasons are really good.
I never really got into it. I think I would like to. Maybe I could give it a watch.
It's good fun.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm in too.
I got no idea. I went 2002. Oh,
I said 8.
I said 8 too.
2009.
I was going to...
We both get a point.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But the annoying thing was I was going to say 2009.
So was I. I always take a year off.
I went under.
I was way off. Apologies, Debbie. I will improve.
Wow. All right, question two. What year did Marty, you probably get this one. What year did Telstra change its name from Telecom?
Ooh.
Oh, gee, that's a good question.
My favourite movie. Oh, I can't
talk again. What are the relevance of...
ET phone home?
Phone, he's phoning.
Oh, it's a phone ring.
Le phone.
I thought that was the ad or something.
No.
I've got no idea.
Okay, I am in.
I'm in. I don't know. I sort of vaguely remember it. I went 92.
Oh, I said 93.
I went 87.
95.
Yes!
Lauren.
Loza. What's the score, Maddie?
Jeremy. If Lauren gets the next one, she wins. Lauren on two, Will on one.
Oh, my God. You're on fire.
Yep,
all right,
I
next
am.
Question.
Five pants, Barry.
Fire. It's better than fire crotch.
When did the digital currency Bitcoin first become a thing?
Oh, right. I bet it's years before you think. Because
it was the first Bitcoin transaction was for two pizzas. I know that.
Yeah, well, when it was first launched, it was worth a fraction of a cent per coin. Now, each Bitcoin is worth about $80,000.
I'm totally guessing. I've got no idea. Are we all in?
Yeah.
I said 2015.
I said 2012.
Oh, I went 95.
It is 2009.
I get it.
Wow. Oh, the game is alive.
Gosh.
Stupid rule strikes again.
No points for you, Marty.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Right. I'm still in it. Deb knows I'm still in it. I'll never give up. Two each for you two.
All right, here we go. Question four. What year did the Black Eyed Peas perform the AFL Grand Final?
No, I know this.
I know it for a fact.
Oh, I despise you.
Oh. Wow.
What was that?
No, I don't.
I despise you.
I'm saying, were you?
Mate.
Yeah.
No.
You're right. This is for the win.
This is for the win.
I'm saying 2018.
Me too.
It is. It's 18.
It's 2018.
Well,
tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. That means I'm out.
Yeah.
You are out.
Oh, God.
All right, let's see how you go with this next one here.
Anthony or Jeremy are going to get themselves a JB Hi-Fi voucher.
That was Patricia.
Yeah, I know.
Debbie, unfortunately, will be going home with nothing except fond memories of her time on the Marty Shugart show.
I really like Debbie.
I love Debbie.
All right, tiebreaker. Austrian base jumper Felix Baumgartner, I think it's how you pronounce his surname, jumped 128,000 feet from a balloon in space in which year? Yeah. And here is the moment.
That Red Bull thing.
That he jumped off that balloon.
Yeah, that's really high.
Yeah, it is really high.
I'm going home now.
Going home now.
All right.
Ah, a bit of Tom Petty.
I have absolutely no idea. It's an absolute guess.
He also set the record for the fastest free fall. He reached 1,357 kilometres per hour. Broke the sound barrier.
You're joking. No. Could you imagine?
The only human to do it outside a vehicle.
I don't think you'd even feel it, would you?
You wouldn't.
You would literally feel nothing.
Nothing.
You would just be... Yeah. I mean, your head might get a bit of a wobble on.
It was an extraordinary
moment. I remember watching it live on YouTube. I put 2015.
Ugh, I said 07.
It's 2012.
Oh,
Jeremy, congratulations.
Cheers, mate. Well done, Lauren.
Thanks, Jez.
Jeremy, $200 from JB Hi-Fi.
There you go. Yeah, we'll do your book again next week. The Marty Shugart Show on Triple M. Slow news day. First one of these for 2022 as well, Marty.
It's always fun to cover off a slow news day.
Yes.
And today we're talking about Kate Middleton. She's made her first public appearance since her 40th birthday on January 9. Visiting the Foundling Museum. I read that as the Fondling Museum.
Certainly not.
The Fondling Museum.
What would be in there?
Lots of fingers.
DC.
DC would be in there just going, come through.
Just like this.
Let me twiddle your knobs. It also marked the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's first joint appearance for the new year. Well, isn't this a slow news day?
It sure is.
Just a full update on their itinerary.
But they went out of the house.
She became the patron of the Fondling Museum in 2019, and Prince William let her lead the way during the visit.
Oh, how kind of
how
him.
How lovely.
Wow.
Thanks, Will.
You go first.
You go first, sweetheart. Have a run at it, see how you go. Isn't that quaint?
Did you see the Vogue photos of her? Not Vogue, they were like the Vogue just posted them, but they were her royal portraits that released over for her birthday.
I did see them.
They were amazing.
She's stunningly beautiful, there's no doubt.
She is.
For those of you interested, the Fondling Museum tells the history of the Fondling Hospital. If you're lucky enough to get in there. The UK's first, not as much fun now,
it's
children's
not.
Charity.
Yeah.
No, so a lot of the fondling stuff is really inappropriate now. But up until then. Oh, it was for children whose mothers wouldn't care for them. It was founded in 1739.
That's been around a while.
What a god-awful place that would have been in 1739, full of misery and pain.
But no doubt it's a slow news day.
No doubt.
This one.
I know it's just after Christmas, but this was a pretty fruity story that popped up yesterday, and we're asking the question, what went wrong at your Christmas party?
133353, if something did go wrong at yours last year.
Usually.
Or at any year.
Yeah, any year.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 15 years ago and you've never forgotten when Mary decided to photocopy her ass and fell through the photocopier and ended up in hospital getting stitches.
That sort of thing. That's what we're looking
Sounds
for.
Like that might have happened.
Well, someone just actually sent me an Instagram message that they said they couldn't send to the show.
Yeah.
It said that for 16 years, for some reason, I don't know what this means, for 16 years at her company that she worked at,
yeah,
after a certain Christmas party, she had the nickname BJ.
BJ?
Yes, I don't know what that means.
Oh, shuffling.
That's just reminded me of a Christmas party that was on it.
Why are you pointing at me?
Because
yeah. It's, which one?
Doesn't matter.
Back
I could
up there.
Not think of a way to tidy that story
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the issue with this topic.
Yeah, I'll tell you in the song.
Okay.
Media and marketing industry website Mumbrella, which we are all familiar with.
Sure, yeah.
Has published an extraordinary post detailing drug taking after its Christmas party that led to the resignation of two staff members.
Resignation?
Resignation.
A suggested resignation, perhaps.
I'm not sure, but I would have thought if you're making a post about staff that you've alleged took drugs at the Christmas party, that you don't allow them to position it as a resignation. Surely the strong
would say you're gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The strong point of leadership would be we've let them go.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, far be it from me to dabble in the executive end of the business.
HR.
You not my area,
be great
mate.
HR.
Not my area. Just be respectful.
Yeah.
That's always been my rule. You know that, Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
David Longman, who's the CEO of the news outlet's parent company, Diversified Communications Australia, Marty speaking, posted details of the after party on Mumbrella's site. Here's David. After a serious incident following the Sydney Christmas party, classic DC, isn't it? Sydney gear, which included Mumbrella staff, I felt it necessary to get on the front foot and share what happened, including the ramifications.
Right.
David said that after Mumbrella's Christmas party held at the Green Moustache restaurant in North Sydney.
Oh, what a fun
Green
name.
Moustache.
The Green Moustache.
That's fun.
That's good.
Sounds like a bit of fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Green. Sounds like you could have a margarita at the Green Moustache.
Oh, it's a rooftop garden bar and restaurant.
Is it?
Ooh. Oh, perfect.
Well, I'll be upset they've been dragged
it
into this.
It looks very nice.
Does it?
Yes.
Sydney rooftop. All
it
right.
is pretty bougie.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm. They wouldn't be putting up with shenanigans. Like
I wouldn't no. have thought so.
Well, they do weddings.
Oh, how lovely.
And bottomless brunches.
Yeah. All right.
Is there a menu?
Hello to the Green Moustache.
It was December 9th. Some staff members returned to the Mumbrella head office, and during this time, illicit drugs were purchased, distributed, and consumed by a number of the staff there. Well, I never. You can knock me over with a feather. Sydney people on the gear.
At a Christmas party.
At a Christmas party.
At the Green Moustache.
At the Green Moustache.
It wasn't at the Green Moustache.
Oh, I don't like any of this. The staff range from junior to more senior staff. Well, I'm always disappointed when senior staff are involved in this kind of stuff. What haven't you learnt on the journey up?
Lead by example.
Lead by example. You can only do certain things in life, and one of them is set the tone. Very disappointed in the senior staff at Mumbrella.
All the way home, I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying.
An investigation by the company's human resources department.
Boo!
Let it snow, let it snow.
Commenced last week after the incident came to light. Well, they're not mucking around at Mumbrella.
No.
If this only started last week,
yeah.
Two of them have resigned
only
and the CEO's already made a public statement.
Mm.
HR have pulled their finger fair out of their date.
Back from holidays.
Oh, yeah. Back from holidays. Unfortunately, as a result of the investigation, two Mumbrella staff have resigned and a number of others have been warned.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know the internal machinations, and I certainly don't understand HR. But I would have thought,
don't you?
No, I would have thought a warning's not enough.
Yeah,
you know, if this kind of stuff's happening,
maybe there's some more to this actual story.
Well, they could have done. They could have turned a blind eye. I think what they're doing is a very good thing.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
Hear, hear. Furthermore, staff involved will be undertaking a drug awareness and education program. Is that the handing out of drugs?
No.
That's not what it says.
Which David Longman, the CEO, believes will provide long-term benefits. Well, I reckon if you're teaching your staff about drug awareness, you've probably missed the boat there.
Yeah.
The CEO said he felt obliged to make the incident public because of the news site's long history of holding the media and marketing industry to account.
Oh, right, okay.
And that's what you've got to be so careful with, isn't it, in the modern world, if you're one of those sort of businesses that's happy to throw stones at other pockets of the industry. When it turns around and ends up being in your own backyard, or in this case, in fact, your head office.
You've got to own it.
You got to own it.
Yeah.
And it appears as though Mumbrella has owned it. A couple of the boys and the girls there might have been out on the bags. And here we are now discussing it publicly.
Yes.
And we're asking the question, what went wrong at your Christmas party?
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Oh, I probably shouldn't turn you on then.
You haven't turned me on.
That's good.
You have got a lot to do over there, mate.
But I'm glad Troy doesn't turn your microphone on for a while.
Why is that?
Because you say the worst things about 2 seconds before he does.
I always do that deliberately. I start talking
Thank you.
First.
We're talking about Christmas parties and how they can go wrong.
Yeah.
Usually do go wrong at some point.
Sure.
Although the world's changing, isn't it? The old days of raucous Christmas parties are a bit frowned on now.
Yeah.
Well, the story you just told me.
I've been to a couple of pretty monumental Christmas parties over the years. But they seem to have toned down a bit.
Well, there hasn't been Christmas parties.
No. Well, and companies have taken a different attitude to responsible service of alcohol. Yeah. It actually means something now. In the old days, never even came up. It was like, fill your boots.
Yeah.
You know, it was real rip-in territory. Yeah. You'd be looking forward to it for weeks.
Yeah.
Now you get three tokens, you know.
I hate tokens. Oh,
now you get three tokens and just drive home.
Yeah, you're right. The story you told us during the Choir Boys was very hard to summarize.
It was hard to clean that one up for on air.
That could never have happened. Not only now could it not happen.
Yeah, that was a particularly raucous evening. That involved a couple of poorly behaved former colleagues.
Yes, very poorly behaved. Melissa's in Seafield.
Good morning, Melissa. What went wrong at your Christmas party?
Good morning, guys. How are you going? Good.
Never better, mate. How are you?
Wonderful. Love your show.
Good on you, Melissa.
So a few years back, I was on a Christmas party on one of those river boats around Melbourne.
How awful, and Melissa.
No, it was terrible. beautiful night, lovely weather, all that. So we're heading out to Port Phillip Bay and unfortunately my daughter had gastro about 3 days before. And but I felt fine, got on the boat. Had a few drinks, had a piece of sushi, and next minute I felt really, really queasy in the stomach.
Oh.
And I thought,
something's going on here.
Absolutely. Needed some air, went up to the deck of the boat and actually ended up chucking everywhere on the top of the deck.
Oh, no.
Front of everybody. Everyone had to go to the left side of the boat. And I actually did not stop spewing to the point where I didn't just clog the women's toilet. I actually clogged the men's toilets as well.
Where did it all come from, Melissa?
I have no idea. That sushi just lasted all bloody night long.
Isn't it amazing, though, when you're vomiting that volume where you just think, where has all this stuff come from?
Where have you been?
And also you have to say, I have gastro, I'm not drunk.
I ate a bit of bad sushi and everyone's Melissa the drinker.
What went wrong at the Christmas party? Daniel in Tullamarine, what happened?
How are we, team?
Wonderful, right. Daniel.
Up and about, I hope.
Oh, mate, always. Pride. Right.
Every day.
I've got an absolute cracker. So it was about 4 or 5 years ago. I won't name the company because I'll keep that private.
Sure.
But they threw a good Chrissy party at the MCG. They had like a big function room there. And it was fair to say the toilets were getting a bit of a workout.
Yeah.
And me and my mate sort of trekked into a disabled toilet, and there was a vicious turd staring us in the face in the sink, in the basin, not in the toilet.
Oh, Jesus, Daniel.
In the basin?
Vicious.
So there was a massive sort of quest to figure out who it was. This went on for a few weeks.
Yeah.
We ended up figuring out it was one of the bosses.
Oh, no, Daniel.
Who had obviously gone into the dunnies with another, I don't know, it was must have been one of the other executives.
Yeah.
That had gone horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Bang. And what really pissed us off is if we feel like if it was one of us taking a turd in the basement.
Absolutely. This is classic executive behaviour, isn't it? You poo in a sink and then shoot down and fire someone below you.
Yeah.
he got up Scotty too hotty.
It says on my screen that you were on the hunt then for the fugitive. Is that true?
Correct. It was a few weeks we were trying to figure it out. I had my suspects.
Mm.
There was one guy who was just sort of known for things like that, but he had an alibi, so we let him off the hook. But it turned out to be one of the bosses, and he never sort of lived it down. We had a good nickname for him.
What was it? Oh, should I be asking? Is it
it's nothing. It's PG for the kids. It's just the Pooh Bandit.
Yeah. It's just the Pooh Bandit. Smokey and the Pooh Bandit.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Guys, it was brought to my attention yesterday that I've upset somebody. And it was brought to my attention by Brendan Favola in the car park.
It's his birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Fev.
Good on you.
A lovely man. Yeah. And he said to me yesterday in the car park, "Have you returned, Serve?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Oh, Brian Mannix." Uh-huh. I go, "What do you mean, Brian Mannix?" He goes, "You haven't seen his tweet." I go, "No, I have not, Fev." Well, then we had a chuckle. And here's the tweet that... let's do this in order.
Yeah.
This is what I had to say about Brian Mannix on the show yesterday.
The day before.
Monday. When he was on Tuesday, when he was on...
All the days are blurring into one. First week back.
When he was on Sam Newman's boat on Port Phillip Bay, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it was. I think that was on Sunday.
Yeah, right.
Let's have a listen.
There's the crew there. Lawrence brought the photo up. Sam in the middle. Ricky Nixon just easing back into whatever he's drinking. And Brian Mannix has a touch of Madonna about him in that sinewy little frail arm that he's thrown over the side of the ship there.
A little bit of side boob.
A little bit of side boob coming out of his tank top.
Looking fit.
He's teasing the ladies with that body.
Side boob was singlet related. Yes.
No, there was no actual boob there.
No.
Look, I thought it was fun, but Brian didn't. He didn't like it at all. And he's jumped on Twitter and given me an absolute bang.
He has, hasn't he?
Fancy at Marty Sheargold. Now, I don't know if I have an at Marty Sheargold.
That's why it's not in blue.
Right.
He's tagged nothing.
Fancy at Marty Sheargold at Triple M Melbourne, which obviously we do have a handle. Hanging shit on my body.
Now, be very careful.
Yeah. Get a mirror, you bald fat. Lowest form of cheap shot comedy. I could do your job heaps better than you. You, just the letter, would be effed trying mine. I'm not sure what Brian does.
He's a singer.
I'm suggesting
he could sing.
I think he was a singer is the correct way to phrase that.
I'm joking,
Matthew. Settle down. I am not. I love the fact that our first feud this year is with Brian Mannix. This is highly flattering for me. I've had some belting feuds over the years.
Yeah, this is a good one to start the year with.
I'm really happy with this one.
Yeah.
I felt as though I was okay. Brian has just unloaded on me and then also tried to get my job. So it was a sort of semi-audition for a role at the M's.
Oh, right.
Then there was a follow-up tweet from Brian. Tune into at Marty Sheargold at Triple M today. Marty might hang shit on Dylan Allcott's legs. Which I've already done.
No, you
not on this show.
On Have You Been Paying Attention?
And it wasn't really.
And Dylan loved it. We just had a little joke about, you know, Dylan's legs.
Right.
Serena Williams' ass. John Howard's eyebrows. Fairly sure I've done all of this. And since he's into hanging shit on physicality, I'd hate to...
Okay.
Yeah, I'd hate to, the number two, think what he would say about, now this...
I don't like this part at all.
This is strange from Brian.
Yeah.
Fat, black or Asian people. Well, I can't imagine you'd survive 20 years in broadcasting if you started doing fat,
black or Asian gear on air. I would have thought that was a surefire way
absolutely.
To sort of ease yourself out of the business. Maybe not the fat stuff. I've called a lot of people chubby over the years.
You did today.
And heifers and other words like that. I mean, I have done a lot of fat gear on people over the years.
So you'll take that.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
But the black and Asian stuff, that's career ending and certainly not part of my personality.
No.
But I love what Brian's done. He's taken it on head on and he's having a red hot crack at me. He's got 5,000 followers, so that's why I wasn't aware of what had taken place. he's just under my radar. But if you'd said to me when I was watching Video Hits in 1986, when Uncanny X-Men were just ripping through the scene.
Like this song here.
Just a Melbourne band on fire. If you'd said to me that 30-odd years later, Brian and I were going head-to-head in one of the great celebrity feuds, I wouldn't have believed it. But here we are.
First feud for 2022.
And I'm really happy with it.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Let's get you up to date with what's happening around Melbourne, around Australia, around the world. A little birdie.
A little birdie told me that half of the AFL have had COVID over summer.
That's huge.
Isn't that astounding?
Yeah.
Among the 14 clubs in Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland, the largest estimate of the number of... Because they're removing the WA teams, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The largest number of...
Latest, yeah.
You said that's why.
What did I say?
You said largest.
Oh, it's the latest estimate of the number of players. Sorry. The majority had it over Christmas and New Year, and about half of the playing lists at all of those clubs, on average, 20 or more per club.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I reckon about half the people I know
had
it over the same period of time.
Like, it's just wildfire, isn't it?
I knew everyone was going to get it, but I didn't realise in the space of 4 weeks.
Yes. Rampant. Rampant.
But is it, we don't want anyone to really get it, but it's better that they're getting it now than in the season.
Yeah, I suppose for the AFL it's a much better result to sort of try and get it out of the way. If it is indeed going to be the case that everyone gets it, I'm not going to get it.
No,
because
you're not.
I simply won't test if I'm feeling unwell.
That's not true. No. You will.
You. Kind of what Alexander Zverev said in his press conference last night.
Why? What did he say?
He said he doesn't really want to test anymore throughout this because he doesn't want to miss open day.
I think a lot of people might have that attitude going forward, which I don't think is the right attitude.
No, but it's difficult to get testing kits. I mean, even if you wanted to, you can't really get them.
I have seven at home that I'm sitting on for an emergency.
Oh, you hoarder.
Don't tell people that.
No. And Lauren's address is...
obviously, we're joking. You need to be testing if you're showing any symptoms whatsoever.
Yeah.
Kelly Slater is no chance of getting into Australia, according to the federal government. And Kelly, is this on Twitter, Will?
That's an Instagram comment he left.
Here's a comment from Kelly on Instagram. Maybe Stockholm Syndrome can now change its name to Melbourne/Australia Syndrome. What's Stockholm Syndrome again?
It's like when you are held captive by someone and you become affectionate to them.
Yeah,
or like
that's
you are okay with it.
Yeah, you start to fall in love with
Beauty and
with
the Beast.
Your captor.
With your captor.
Mm. Yes.
Well, that's what Kelly's suggesting we be called now, the Melbourne/Australia Syndrome. It's sad to see the celebrated division by the virtuous vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, why are you concerned or worried about anyone else's status? Unless, of course, it doesn't protect you, or you're scared you'll catch it, or upset you had to take the risk of vaccination yourself. So much brainwashed hatred in people's hearts regardless of vax status. Well, that's true. There's a lot of hatred in the world, Kelly, so I'm not entirely sure what your point is.
I've seen a lot more hatred from the other team.
Yeah, it does feel as though the unvaccinated are really kicking up a shitstorm around the joint.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what Kelly reckons. Good luck to him. He won't be coming out here to serve.
No.
Well, there'll be other blokes that can. That's the thing about thinking that you're special. You're not.
No.
There's always somebody else that can do your job.
That's right. No one's bigger than their job.
No one's bigger than their job. Troy, it's moments like that where I just love sitting opposite you. 4-day work week pilot set to kick off in the UK. Now, this is exciting.
This is your idea.
Mate, we're setting the agenda here. Dozens of British companies have volunteered to take part in a pilot program offering a 4-day work week. It just makes sense.
It would be great.
If you streamlined your working week, or you just actually started a stopwatch and stopped it, on the moments you're actually working versus the moments you're faffing around doing absolutely sweet FA, you could fit your work week easily into 4 days.
But you're doing 40 hours a week. I would totally do 10 hours a day for 4 days, more than five and eight,
mate,
wouldn't you?
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for us because radio's our life.
Yes.
The question for us is, when do we turn off?
Never.
Never is the answer.
Always on.
Man's agonising pain in the undercarriage blamed on COVID is the final thing we'll discuss in Little Birdie this morning. It's a rare side effect which includes blood clotting. It was in the Iranian man's shaft. I wish I'd had a look at that since before I just launched into it. I never expected to see the three words Iranian man's shaft. But there
what
they
it
are.
Is.
Yep, the unnamed male, I'm scared to read it now, has suffered penile pain for 3 days following a session before being seen by a urologist who referred him for tests. It showed that the man had thrombosis of the deep dorsal penile vein.
Oh, like dorsal fin.
Yeah. Yes. A bit dolphin-esque, isn't it? Blood clotting in a vein that runs along the top of the old shaft.
Okay.
Shaft is an emotionally charged word, isn't it? Shaft.
Should have had that song ready.
Shaft. 5 seconds. Stand by two. It's all just a little
bit of history. On this day.
January the 20th today.
Jan 20.
Yeah.
It's International Cheese Lovers Day.
Could you be quiet, please? What was that? I don't know. I was too busy talking a big nose. I think it was Blessed Are the Cheesemakers.
What's so special about the cheesemakers?
Well, obviously, it's not meant to be taken literally. It refers to any manufacturers of dairy products. See, if you haven't been going on, we'd have heard that, big nose.
Right. It's Penguin Awareness Day as well.
Penguins. 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 Crested penguins. Penguins.
Benedict
the penguins.
Cumberbatch.
Penguins. Why didn't anyone
penguin.
Tell him?
There's still penguins hanging around at St Kilda Beach.
Always.
There are.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Why didn't anyone tell him? You're right.
After the first penguin, say, hey, Benedict.
Yeah.
It's penguin. Penguin.
It's penguin, penguin Benedict.
Penguins. Penguins.
Because it was a
crested
penguin.
It's a documentary. The whole
about
documentary.
Penguins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, penguin.
Yeah. It's a documentary penguin. About penguins, and he keeps calling them penguins.
You know, sometimes when you overthink a word, though, I can understand getting that wrong.
Yeah, yeah. 1929, the first feature talking motion picture is shown outdoors.
I wish you a very safe and pleasant journey. Adios.
Goodbye, Bandit.
Be on your way. Quick.
I think they meant it was actually filmed, like the first to be filmed outdoors.
Oh,
hence
not screened.
The sound.
I thought it was a bit of a moonlight cinema arrangement.
Beanbag cinema.
Bring a beanbag.
Does anyone remember they used to have beanbag cinema in Melbourne Central indoors?
Yes, I used to go.
Yeah, okay,
I loved
you did.
It. The hardest part was getting out of the thing.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was so drunk one night, I fell asleep in a beanbag on a mate's deck, and I woke up the next morning in about 4 inches of water, hungover like a dog because I'd just sweated all night in a black vinyl bean bag, and then the sun was on me.
Poached.
Kill me.
What a pleasant way to wake up.
Lightly poached. You would have loved to eat me that morning, Matthew.
Excuse you.
I love when Matt says that.
Tasty
excuse
morsel.
Excuse me, it's excuse you.
1945, Franklin D. Roosevelt is sworn in for an unprecedented and never to be repeated fourth term as the US president.
We can't do it.
We can't do
the whole thing.
Oh.
But of course, you can only do two terms now, right?
Yeah.
That was from the beginning, I'm pretty sure. I think Washington made that a rule.
So why did you fall?
It was war related.
Yes.
Ah, right.
Yeah, you don't be swapping leaders in the middle of a war.
No.
1949, J. Edgar Hoover gives Shirley Temple a tear gas fountain pen.
I'm the girl.
I'm Flozza.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hoover. For the pen.
Your Shirley Temple's becoming like a character in Chicago.
Which we have seen. Which
well, Will was treated to quite the performance one.
You've done the whole of Chicago at various events.
Speaking of Christmas parties.
Oh, yeah.
What went wrong?
What went right? Oh,
Chicago. 1982, Ozzy Osbourne bites the head off a bat on stage in Des Moines, Iowa. Big night for Ozzy.
Mm.
He didn't know that it was a real bat, he says.
Yeah, he thought it was a prop.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's still alive.
I don't reckon he would have known it was 1982.
I don't think he would have known he was Ozzy.
I cannot believe that bloke's still kicking.
Yeah.
He's unwell, though, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's been unwell for a while.
He's got some sort of motor neuron disease. He seems quite...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he had that when he was doing that TV show with his wife, the Osbournes.
Sharon.
Yeah, he's had that for a while, I reckon.
2006 TV movie High School Musical is released starring Zac Efron. Fake right and break left. Watch out for the pick and keep an eye on the fence. Gotta run the give and go, take the ball to the hole.
And don't be afraid to shoot the outside, Jay. Just keep your head in the game. Still there. Just keep your head in the
game. And don't be Zac afraid Efron. To shoot
the outside, Jay. He didn't actually sing in this.
He didn't sing?
Nope.
That's
really?
Not him singing?
Nope.
Oh, that's so disappointing. So they just cast him for his upper body.
He sang in Hairspray.
Did he?
And he sang in High School Musical 2, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good stats.
I did not realise you were such a massive Zac Efron fan.
I'm a musical fan, but I'm not a big High School Musical fan.
Okay.
It's very silly.
My mum bought me the DVD and I was like, why have you done this?
Hmm.
But thank you, nonetheless.
In that order. 2008 Breaking Bad starring Bryan Cranston premieres.
Yeah, I just rewatched the entire series.
I know you
over
did.
Christmas.
You just went back and binged it.
Love it.
You haven't seen it, have you?
I was working.
You would really like it. Yeah, well, I just watched it in the last couple of years.
Because you were working.
Yeah.
Bill Maher, US comedian and political commentator, is turning 65.
Mm.
And Buzz Aldrin is turning 91.
91 for the Buzz.
91 for Buzz. This is the Marty Shergold Show. Who
do you do? Who do you do? Who do you do?
Who do you do?
Back for 2022.
Basically, it's just impersonations.
Yeah.
I mean, I am a master of impersonations. I've got my...
Blanche DuBois.
I have always depended on the kindness of strangers.
It's very good.
And I've also got my Luke Skywalker. But I was going to go to Hitachi Station and pick up some power converters.
Also very good.
I know. It's like they've come into the room. Who's this coming into the room now? It's Michael Caine. I was born a German. I'm going to die a German. I mean, I don't...
Yeah.
I'm a bit like you, Will. I don't understand what it's like working with me either.
Will does Husey.
Oh, you've got your Husey.
Husey, yeah.
Very good.
I haven't seen a lot of Husey recently.
Well, it's because he lives in Sydney, mate.
Yes, he does.
Funniest thing I've ever said, Dave. A big shout out to Dangerous
Absolutely.
Dave coming up after 9 in there prepping already.
Oh, he's got tickets to your show up for grabs as well after
checking
9.
His music log thinking, Jesus, I cannot wait to fire off the Foo Fighters.
Got some good stuff.
He loved that. He absolutely loved that. Well,
related to it.
I think he's laughing because it's true.
Could we squeeze the angels in today? No way.
We'll have to find out after 9.
We'll all find out what Dave's got after 9. We're talking about this. Well, you've got a million impersonations as well.
I have.
Oh, Judith Lucy.
Oh, she needs to get in character.
All right,
yeah,
okay.
Get in character.
No pressure.
Now, Marty, how's it been feeling being back on the airwaves in 2022?
Very good.
It's a very good Judas.
It
You've
is.
Got your Wendy Harmer.
I've rested Wendy.
Oh, have you?
We've
put Wendy on Mine ice for 2022. Look, if you haven't seen, if you see Troy out and about, maybe he'll do it for you.
I might do a private show.
Maybe I'll bring you up on stage at the Ath on Friday night for an exclusive.
Toys, Troy's. Troy's toes curling.
Not the only thing.
It's not the only thing curling. Teenage British tennis star Emma Raducanu is receiving praise for her Australian accent,
yep.
Which I believe she laid on at the tennis overnight, Will.
Recently.
She beat Sloane Stephens. Sloane Stephens. Is she an American?
She is. She's quite good as well, Sloane
Stephens. Yeah, I've heard of Sloane Stephens.
Emma murdered her.
And I must say, I haven't heard of Emma Raducanu.
Emma has won the US Open. She won the most recent
I think she became the youngest ever.
I know Emma's story.
Close to.
Since, it says it here, since.
Chris Evert or someone like that.
Maria Sharapova.
Maria Sharapova. Six love, 2661. She beat Sloane. And the Australian Open posted a video on social media of players giving the Australian accent their best shot, asking which player has the best accent, and Emma gave her impression.
Yeah, here's a couple of grabs from her.
G'day, mate.
That's a pretty good g'day, mate.
That's a pretty good g'day, mate.
G'day, mate.
And also this one.
I'll have an almond milk flat white.
Oh, that's actually terrible.
No, it's pretty sloppy, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's okay.
I think that's almond milk flat white.
Flat white.
Flat white. Drop away a little bit.
I wish I listened.
Yeah. I was confused by the headlines as well.
The first one's good, though.
G'day, mate.
That's
good.
Mate.
That's good.
We're asking you, who do you do? Maybe you've got an impersonation tucked up your sleeve that you only whip out at parties. Who do you do?
Who do you do? 133353. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I've obviously got a Blanche DuBois that I can pull out at any time, a Michael Caine, a Luke Skywalker. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Obi-Wan Kenobi. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Oh.
I mean, that's just money for old rope. Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'll drop that at a party. No stress.
What a party.
You've got what a party.
Massive party.
Jigsy's out the back doing his bloody accents. We're going to shoot off. You've got your Dave Hughes.
Yeah. Dave Hughes, back in the airwaves in Sydney.
Where are you living at the moment, Dave?
Potts Point, I think.
Potts Point.
Can't think of a suburb.
Balmain, I believe. All right. You've got your Wendy Harmer. You also do a wonderful... Judith Lucy. You've got your Shirley Temple.
Yes, I do, Mr. Shiggle. Have a fantastic Shirley.
Matt hates that. Look at his face out there.
Matt hates your Shirley Temple really for some reason.
Really doesn't enjoy it.
You got anyone else? Is there anyone we don't know about?
Look, they just pop up here and there.
From time to time. Yeah.
They're organic.
Yeah, yeah. Good call. You, of course, have retired your Wendy Harmer.
I'll work on a new one. How about that?
Yeah.
Nice. And I'll debut
Maybe you've got
it
a Matt Tilly
point.
Tucked up your sleeve somewhere.
That would be very difficult.
Joe Stanley.
Nathan in Cranbourne is with us.
Hey, G'day, Nate. Guys. How you doing?
Wonderful, Nathan. Who do you do, buddy?
I do Forrest Gump, and then I'm going to cross over to Jim Carrey from The Mask.
Ooh, oh, wow. Too. Wow.
All right, here we go.
Go.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. Have you ever sat next to a girl next to textiles class before, Forrest? No, I haven't, but life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Crossing over to Jim Carrey.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
P-A-R-T-Y, because I got a righty then.
When are you starting, Nathan?
It's a little bit too late for that.
Oh. You were good, Nathan.
Oh, very
good.
Thank
effort.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thanks, Nathan.
Can I also give a bit of a quick call out? If
no,
that's
no,
right?
You can't, because the song's starting. It's Triple M.
The Marty Shiggold Show on Triple M. Get
facts! I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
You got a lot to get through this morning, Lozza.
So much to get through and try. I'm sorry, you have a lot over there happening too.
What's
all right. Happened?
Just lots of grabs. Very grab heavy.
That's what I do.
Firstly, Nathan, we just spoke to Nathan, who gave us an impression.
Which was, I'd have to say, one of the worst impressions I've ever heard.
And I had to cut him off. I'm sorry,
you
Nathan.
Did, but
I did sound rude. But
he wanted to do a
shout-out.
But the song had started.
The cake were about to kick in.
Yeah. So it's Nathan's wife's birthday, Kayla, today. That's what he wanted to say. Happy birthday, Kayla.
Happy birthday, Kayla. Have a lovely day.
Yeah.
Now, very early in the show, we do three-way with listeners.
6 a.m. hour.
6 a.m. hour. Yeah. And today, one of the questions was, what was it, Will? Marty?
I'm not sure which one you're referring
to. The mattress.
To.
No, it was
Melbourne Streets.
Melbourne Streets. So the answer was Melbourne Streets.
And it was King,
Spring,
Spencer.
Yes.
Now, the answer we had was Melbourne Streets, but Melissa, was that her name?
Are you
write these
are you intentionally doing this to annoy me, or what are you doing
Normally
over there?
Normally I do, but I don't know what's happened here. Yeah. Anyway,
it's
she
Lauren.
Said mattresses. Hey.
Yeah, her name's Lauren.
Oh!
Oh,
Melissa.
That's right. There rehearsals are going great. Yeah. We'll do it fine when we get on air.
So when are we putting the mics on?
Yeah, we're coming up now. Here we go. You ready?
All right. Yeah.
It's Lauren. She never prepped for this.
This is classic Lauren. She will not do any work.
No, the woman's name was Lauren.
Yeah. Right. Lauren.
Okay. Well, it was too. Yeah.
Anyway, she said mattresses.
Yes.
And we said, no, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Yes. Well, I had a different answer.
Exactly.
I had streets.
But there are mattresses Spring King, and Spencer is a brand.
Yeah. Right. So she actually got it right.
So because we'd already just said, oh, show bag. We're going to get her on tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes.
She can have another go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because she was right. But we can't take the win off Daniel.
No, we can't. Because he still won.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, before we had a little bit of a dual sing-along, you might not even remember. It went like this. I think we were singing two different songs.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I said shaft. Yeah. Shaft.
Yeah.
Which is this one. And then you were singing this one.
I was singing a different song.
Yeah, you're
singing, I was singing Flash.
It worked.
Yeah. Really well, though, should be said.
Man, pitch perfect, mate. I always have, but
Now, I actually couldn't tell where I was singing and you were either. It was just blended.
I know. We're the same person.
Now, a few people got in touch overnight, including the Shapesmith, who sends us a lot of good stuff to the show.
Okay.
We missed something that Troy said yesterday, which I think is I think it's going to be one of my favourite things ever.
I love Troyism.
Oh, yeah. No.
And we all missed it, but here it is.
Oprah's had a few big scoops, hasn't she?
Oh, she really has.
Yeah. Well,
none bigger
Oprah.
Than the ice cream she loves so much.
Now.
He doesn't love ice cream.
Oprah's your go-to. Did you say, who doesn't love ice cream?
Yes. Can we please hear it one more time?
I that was not intentional.
No,
it was supposed to be ice cream.
Yeah.
All right.
Oprah's had a few big scoops, hasn't she?
Oh, she really has.
Yeah. Well,
none bigger
Oprah.
Than the ice cream she loves so much.
Now.
He doesn't love ice cream. All right, well, I'm just warming my mouth back up for 2022.
Okay.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.
That has been the show. And before we go, back end time. William, what do you have from Insta?
I received a text from our good friend in promotions, Judith Lucy.
What's Judith up to? I haven't seen her this year.
Not actual Judith Lucy, but Lucy, our friend in promotions.
Yes.
Because we were doing Who Do You Do at the very end of the show, and I didn't see Lumo's text, but it would have been a great addition because she said, ask Dangerous Dave to do his Bert Newton.
No way.
Or any of the Beatles, she says.
Or Beatles ones. I always love a Beatles one.
So this could be fun.
Can we ask Dave now? Is he available?
Let's see if we can get him.
Is
Dangerous Dave?
I know Dave's in the middle of his shift, but has he?
I don't know. Can we do it in recreation? Yeah, surely. Yeah.
Can we do it between studios?
I think you have to come in.
You have to come in, but he's probably. Matt's asking him now.
Matthew.
Look at his facial expressions.
Oh, maybe Lumo's throwing him under the bus here.
Yeah.
All right, here he comes.
He's checked his desk. He knows he's got 6 minutes left of Evie.
He's on 50 minutes nonstop.
All three parts. For the uninitiated, Dangerous Dave used to be on Malloy.
Yes,
of course.
And now he's...
Dave, welcome.
Hello, Dave.
Jump on a mic.
Oh, what a thrill.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to have you.
Is this the podcast or
the
catch up? Yeah, right.
And Will was just taking us through. Today on air, Dave, we did impersonations.
I heard, yeah. And I love your Shirley Temple, by the way.
It's stunning.
Really good.
Matt hates it.
It's frightening.
It troubles Matthew. And then Will got a text from our very own
Lucy Morley.
Lucy Morley.
Lumo, yeah.
And she suggested, Will.
That's my dog, by the way. I'm sorry. Like, just licking his leg.
That's not Lauren's leg.
He's got licked on the leg.
Yeah.
It's the dog. All right.
It's Lauren's dog. Okay.
So Lumo texted me while the show was on and said, ask Dangerous Dave to do his Bert Newton.
Oh, yeah, I do a Bert. It's not very good.
Let's hear it, Dave.
Hello, it's Bert Newton here, and this is my wife, Patty, and my daughter, Lauren.
Lauren.
And Matthew, who we don't talk about.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
I do a Krusty the Clown.
Oh, please.
Yes.
Oh.
ho, kids. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, that's good.
And I've been trying to do a little Marge Simpson as well, yes, which is it depends what time of the day. She's sort of up here. And I can't really do it. Oh, that's a good
one. Lumo said you could do the Beatles.
Not real. Yeah, it's sort of more like, you know, the Beatles. But then, no, that's just...
not your best.
That's not. It's not my best. It's
Marty. You should have left.
Left on a high. Left
you could have really got out of here. Right. And we would have thought you were a master of voices.
The Murray Tregoning of...
then you had to try John Lynn.
All right.
Good on you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Back to the work face for you, Dave.
Work face?
Coal face.
The
work day.
You meant to say work.
I meant to say work day, but I never know what they call it anymore.
Yeah, work day.
Back to the Metropolis.
Back to the old Metropolis.
A message from Matthew. Referring to your chat about Big Dick himself yesterday, Dick
Who?
Van Dyke.
Oh. I thought you meant Richard Wilkins.
No. Yeah, me too.
Diagnosis Murder was the show that you were speaking of, which is a crime show. Dick Van Dyke played Mark Sloan, a doctor, and his son was played by Barry and was a cop.
Yeah, his son.
His son was Barry.
His son was Barry.
Yeah. Dickie would help his son solve the murders and crimes, Murder She Wrote style.
That's
loved
right.
The show.
It was a father-son television show.
Yeah.
Oh, how lovely.
But you didn't know they were father and son unless you knew they were both Van Dyke.
There was no Wikipedia then. No. You couldn't come on IMDb and say,
What? Diagnosis Murder?
Yes.
I think Dad still watches a bit of Diagnosis Murder if it's on offer.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Mm. I don't know anything about it. This is from Margaret. Mm. Hi, gang. So good to have you all back. And I've got to say, you all look awesome. Marty is absolutely rocking it at the moment. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Oh, nice.
Troy... I'm starving myself, Margaret. It's not hard.
I've had a few questions about your journey.
Well, I'll tell you how to lose weight. Throw up after every meal and take laxatives.
No, that's not true. You're doing it the proper way.
You are looking amazing. Yeah, I saw him in the spa yesterday.
You're fit, Marty.
I should have had my swimmers on. I apologise for that.
Can I just give a little bit of tidbit information about Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah. Please.
His parents' name.
Yeah. Oh, no.
His mother's name is Hazel.
Hazel Van Dyke.
And his father's name is Lauren, L-O-R-E-N.
Oh, Lauren
just
Van Dyke.
Like
a male Lauren.
That's actually the male spelling.
L-O-R-E-N. Oh, as in, who's the Saturday Night Live guy?
Oh, Lauren.
Lauren Green?
No.
Lauren.
No. Lorne Michaels.
Lorne Michaels. That's just you missed
it. Oh, Lorne.
Swapped the things around.
No, I made a mistake.
Margaret goes on, Troy and Will always on point, and Lauren is stunning. Sorry, haven't seen Matt or DC yet, but I'm sure they are looking sharp.
Matt looks lovely.
Yes, and so does DC.
Now about me, says Margaret. Mm. I've got the dreaded Rona, and I'm feeling like poo emoji.
It's Ben Fordham.
No, it's not.
Oh. Gee, you were good.
No, you rarely get them wrong.
Yeah. I do, really.
You were good. You
we're due for one.
We are.
Yeah. Sorry, Margaret.
But more importantly, Margaret is bored, and can you recommend any series or docos worth watching while she's stuck inside with Rona?
I'm in a real movie space at the moment. I'm not watching television series, but I've heard Succession is outstanding.
Yes, I'm on that at the moment.
I need to know really what she's into to offer suggestions.
That's true.
You have the best tips of anybody in this team.
I love a British crime show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what was the one you were right into?
Broadchurch was incredible.
I love Broadchurch.
Olivia Colman.
The Killing is an American one that's really good, based on a Danish one.
Yeah.
And The Fall. Is one of the best British crime shows I've ever watched in my life.
Oh, yes.
Jamie Duran.
Jamie Duran.
Oh,
you're thinking of the outdoor room. Yeah.
It's not Backyard Blitz.
So easily confused.
And finally, some Christmas party ones that we didn't get to that we did on the show today.
Well, it's a shame they weren't ready for the show because that was awful.
It wasn't.
No, we had good ones.
Mm. I was fine.
Yeah, I know. You were excellent.
The listeners that were shit ass.
Richie said an orgy, literally.
Oh,
like
literally.
Eight folks went at it. I went home and missed out, says Richie.
What? Where was he working?
That's all you've got? Okay, so no questions.
That's full just... That's just sexual tension at work spilling over into a Christmas party orgy.
Yeah. What is an orgy? Does it start as a joke?
Yeah,
like, it must. I'll
like
have to.
That one you told me. I wonder if that's how an orgy starts.
Yeah, I reckon it starts as a dare.
I dare you to come over here.
Yeah.
I dare you to do that, like spin the bottle.
Yeah.
Throw your keys in.
Spin this.
From Zachary.
And again.
On it.
And again. Keep spinning it until I tell you to stop.
Zachary says two employees at the Christmas party decided to pick up a phone that had been left on the table and take it to the bathroom where they took a bunch of pictures of their
Oh, that's not on.
After that, they put the phone back where they found it. The next day, they were called up to the general manager's office, only to be told that they had taken the CEO's personal phone. To my surprise, 3 weeks later, one of the workers was promoted to a management position.
Oh.
So someone high up must have liked what they saw. Still curious to this day how they identified it was them.
That's a really good point. Yeah. They must have their phone bathed in it.
From Dwight, I was working for the mining and construction company, I won't mention them. For some reason, they held two of their separate mines Christmas parties at the Maramba Pool.
Oh, what a strange venue.
Too much fighting fluid was drunk and a fight erupted between the two parties' reassembly. A royal rumble with two guys nearly drowning, resulting in 50 people being sacked.
Gee.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
The miners getting on it.
Yeah.
50.
Why would That's you have it lot. At a pool?
I know. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't excuse the behavior.
I mean, if they were teenage girls, you'd understand it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Miners, they're not looking for a pool party.
Yeah. Oh. And finally, we have one. There was a girl who wouldn't stop talking about porn and then did a full rendition of Wicked. And this came from Clara.
It was me!
Wouldn't stop talking about porn.
In my defense, Clara and DC were also talking about
oh my God, throwing people under the bus.
Oh.
And if I recall correctly, you also damaged a colleague's floorboards by dropping a big bottle of vodka.
Which I had down my dress and it dropped out onto the ground.
Was it your microphone at the time?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why.
My gosh, I missed that part.
I had the biggest bruise on my leg from that for weeks and I'm...
Not sure how you got it.
Was this before or after the apples?
That was during.
During the
apples were during. They were a part of the performance, as was Matt's entire roll of paper towel.
Oh, yeah, and poor Matt's neighbour who said, it's Tuesday night at 2:30 a.m.
I've never had
knocked on the door.
I'd love to see some of this footage leaked. Lawrence.
I wouldn't. I don't even want to see
Chicago.
It.
Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. We'll chat to you next time here at Triple M.
Thanks for listening to Triple M's Marty Sheargold Show.
Lovely addition from you.
Yeah.